part he is taking. But Krishna as usual, he was, he made himself lakhs and lakhs of cups and and daily he used to play like usual, as if nothing has been
happened.
Nothing has happened. At last Brahma, at the last day he came and thought that what this thing is there. And now you all what happened. Krishna has mercy to him. To arise that all the cops and friends were himself Krishna. Why? Because all the cows and mother of Braja wanted that Krishna should be their son. No? They wanted. So Krishna must fulfill this idea. And another reason was that more important, that all the ladies, all the girls of Braja wanted that Krishna should have them or beloved. So Krishna became in thousands and lakhs
covered
by, but not in his shape, but
their shape, the covered
shape. And all were married
to him.
To whom they were married? Actually to Krishna. But not in that shape, in Krishna's shape. So all were. But those who have no association of Nitya Siddha or even Sadhan Siddha, who were senior, they are known. So these two things were there that I explained. So good activities and bad activities. So that was, they have some tendency that Krishna should be my husband. But they cannot come. Those who have, they will have to go to Dwarka. But Ramchandra, unconditional, merciful, he gave this chance to them. So both were punished. So don't try to make any pious activities or bad activities. Try to serve Krishna by all your activities. Don't do karma. If are any doing anything for yourself or for others to please and to good for them, then it will be good activity. It will be problem for you. If you are making a temple to show that I am doing so big things, I am a dwar of this mandir, so much name and fame will come, and this will be very problem for that person. Don't do these things. Only to please Krishna or devotees or Gurudev, in some occasion you can do, otherwise they will all be like a problem. Only their problem was that Krishna should be or has been. So it was a problem. But Krishna was so merciful, and all gopis, by the association, everything was gone. But if in the sadhana avastha you will have so many things, then your sadhana is vyartha.
In vain.
You will go to either of Vaikuntha. If it is successful, then you can go to
Vaikuntha.
Or you can go to
Dwarka.
You cannot go to Braja. So he is now explaining what is sadhana. Sadhana. We are not acquainted with what is sadhana. Only you chant sometimes 8 rounds Harinam with so many
desire,
worldly desires, having so many gains, with so many anarths, not knowing that what is love and affection and what is called sadhan bhajan, doing only that Guru has told, that is you to do chant Harinam, and by chanting this Harinam, everything will be done. He has told correct by doing Harinam. But Harinam should be
pure.
With a relation, giving all the worldly desires, all the anaths, aparad and everything, even that Krishna should be or has been. Everything. Then it will be sadhana. You have known that anya abhilashita sunyam jnana karma ati anapratam antulena krishna nisidanam bhaktam. All kinds of worldly desires, all kinds of Vaikuntha desire also, all desires for swarga also, every should be given up. Know all these desires. Don't take the help of karma and jnana so much. Don't cover your bhakti with karma and jnana. Don't have any abhilasha, only to please Krishna and Krishna bhakti. To have pure bhakti, you can have jnana, nothing else. And always by tan, man, vachan. By
mind and body.
And by moods. In vritti atmak and pravritti atmak. No? What is pravritti? Doing all the efforts by tan, man, vachan, by body, mind and words. And don't do anything against bhakti. This is nibbityatma. Don't anything. Do which is obstacle for bhakti. Then this is called sadhana. That is why he is telling kriti sadhya bhaveta sadhya bhava sa sadhana vidha nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakatyam. I'll explain it tomorrow. Try to remember what I have told. All this siddhanta so greatly in your heart that you should be qualified to understand it. Where you are not understanding, you can question from senior Vaishnavas here, those who have understood. And if you are not satisfied, then come to me with a question, I will try to. This is a very good occasion. We are all discussing all these things, highest things. If you lose this time, you will lose forever. It is very rare to have these associations. No? So try to make it successful. Don't lose a word even. And then you see that you have money, that he is Prabhu, I am his servant. But what kind of servant? There is anything in our heart. Gurudev adds to develop it. So we should know all these things. If anyone chanting Krishna name 3 lakhs daily, and one person having relation with Krishna really, and he is chanting less, but he has so much good relation with Krishna and associates him, then his one name will be equal to 3 lakhs name of other devotee who has not really taken initiation in proper way. Koti janme jadi kare shramana kirtan tabutana paye Krishna pade premadhan. In crores and crores births and lives, he cannot attain Krishna prema. You should understand by example. Haridas Thakur was chanting 3 lakhs daily name. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given him the name of Namacharya Haridas Thakur. And so much giving honor to Haridas Thakur. He used to go to give his darshan daily in his Siddha Bakur. He had so much honor. Delhi he used to send Delhi his remnants to Haridas Thakur by Govinda. No? But there was a boy named Rupa. He was so junior to Haridas Thakur. He was not any acharya. But although he was not chanting 3 lakhs a daily, writing books, deplacing in the most of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who gave in prayas, what he gave, Chaitanya Manobhishta, he established. Who is superior? For ordinary persons, Haridas Thakur is more superior than Rupa Goswami. But those who know all this tattva, then they will see that Rupa Goswami is Rupa Manjari and Haridas Thakur is like Brahma or Pranad Maharaj. Most superior than Haridas Thakur. Ordinary persons cannot imagine this tattva. Only the persons who are doing so much bhajan, they can realize this fact. So we should try to go deep in Krishna bhakti, taking initiation in real form, real way, and having some connection with Krishna. That connection should not go away in this life or other life. This is called dhyana, initiation. But anyhow, a person having no dhyana, knows nothing and chanting Krishna name, yet you will have to honor him. Because he is chanting Krishna. He is coming to be a family man of Krishna family. So we should honor. If he is rebuking, even we should honor them. Only you can criticize your mind, undeveloped mind or unconscious mind. Mind is so wicked. So we can take a broom, dolly in morning, beating mind, oh mind, be pure and try to serve Krishna like this. So, my humble prayer is to everyone to honor all the Vaishnavas who are senior, either in coming to Gurudev, first or second, this juniority, or juniority and seniority in bhakti. We cannot realize seniority and juniority according to bhakti. Sometimes we may. We can count only seniority, juniority from the date we have gone to Gurudev. It is also okay, but that thing is more superior. Je jakhan Vaishnava chiniya adara karibe jabe, adara karibe jabe, Those who are in a great to realize that he is Kanishtha Vaishnava, he is Madhyam Adhikari, he is Uttam Adhikari, surely he is above Madhyam Madhyam, and he should be respected. So we should give respect according to this quality of Vaishnava state. Whether he is in Kanishtha, whether he is in Madhyam, and he is in Uttam Adhikari. And according to this stage, we should give honor. Then we will develop so much, so much. So we should try for this. Any kirtan?
Tas karmaya vatirna karo samarpayitum unnatojjvala saṃsa bhaktīṣi hariha pūra sundar dhūti kadamba sandīpita sadāridaya kandreṣṭuṛ.
I was just planning that what is unnata ujjvala rasa that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to taste the mood of Radhika, and what is unnata ujjvala rasa that he wanted to distribute among all the souls. So, it seems some difference. Three moves of Srimati Radhika he wanted to test, and this is actually unnata ujjvala rasa. But also he distributed by naam, through name, prem, and gave prem to all. It is also unnata ujjvala rasa. So I want to make a very vivid explanation that you should know what is the difference between two. Up till now I have explained that the mood of Darsya, the mood of Sakya, the mood of even Vatsalya is not unnata ujjvala rasa. Even Svatiya Bhava or Rukmini and Satyabhama or Sita Devi to Ramchandra is not unnata ujjvala rasa. So I am trying to explain these things that you may have some ideas of unnata ujjvala rasa. You cannot take, though I will give so many explanations, but those hearts are pure. They accept Vaishnavas that come in the association of higher class of Vaishnavas. Then you take it. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna could not give to all. So I cannot give. But I think that those who have come to here, surely they have some past impression in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu philosophy. And that is why they have come and joined. From different parts of the world, from England, America, and so far away places. From Sydney, from where and there. And they are roaming with me here and there. So they must have some impression of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu family. So I think that if they will have some association and hearing all these things, little by little, gradually, they can know all these things. Certainly, very strong impression will come in their heart. And those who are not interested with this, they will not take no harm. So I am explaining. I explain the mood of Satyabhama is Swakiya, Madhur Rash, but not Unnat Utva Rash. In India, there is a shadow of that Unnat Utva Rash in household life, by marriage. If any qualified person is married with any chaste qualified girl, by reciting Veda mantras and making sakshi evidence of fire, air, water, especially Ganga's water, Tulasi, Shalagram, Brahmins and devotees. There will be the evidence. If anyone wants to divorce, they cannot do. In any certain reason, if there is a cause that he has lost faith in Krishna and associates, lost faith in Harinam chanting, in this case, they can be released. Otherwise, no. Like Gurudev could not be given in any way. If he is like so, then he can be given. Otherwise, no. For poor knowledge, because he is not so beautiful, he is ugly, he rebukes, sometimes gets one slap. For these reasons, we cannot be sorry. He always controls Gurudev for our benefit, not for his benefit. Then he should not be given. So in this way, all are evidence for this. So this is called marriage. And then wife becomes a servant of his heart. But not servant, half sahadharmini. Sahadharmini. He always helps in dharma, in bhakti and all others. In India we don't take like servant, maid servant. Sahadharmini. But nowadays, time are changes and some impurity comes in this. Now they are following Western culture and they are giving up all these things. So if married by this in Ved, with Ved mantra, in guidance of all what I told, fire, Vaishnava, Shalagram and all other things, water, air, then they become Shakya. Those who have been married to their husband, but from beginning they have no affection and love for them, and they have only affection for any other person from beginning, they are called Parakriya. But having so many, with so many persons, it is not guaranteed in any shastra. It is so bad thing. But gopis are telling, Uddhava is telling, what is? In Srimad Bhagavat, Vyas or Sukadeva Goswami are also telling. What is slow? Premaistriyo Vanachari Vyabhichara Dushta. Sukadeva Goswami himself telling. Vyas is himself telling. Those who have no connection with Krishna in any way, they are Vyabhichari. They are guilty for being Brahmana, Vyabhichari. Vyabhichari means like prostitute. But those who are married to anyone or not, but if they are serving Krishna, chanting Krishna, remembering Krishna, thinking Krishna to their beloved, then are superior than all kinds of goddess or anywhere, chaste lady. They are more chaste than any. You know the name of Arundhati. You know Savitri. You know so many. There were so many chaste ladies in Indian sculpture. But also you know the names of Mandodari, Mamandari, wife of Raman, wife of Pacho Pandavas, five Pandavas, Draupadi, Kunti, the mother of Pandavas, Gandhari, no Gandhari,
Ahalya,
Tara, wife of Sugriv and Bali combined. At first he was married to Bali, but when he was suited, then he became the wife of Sugriva. Mandodari, he was the wife of Ravana, but afterward he used to live with Vibhishan. Kunti had three husbands, four. One Pandu, and secondly Pavandev, Dharmadev, Dharmaraj, and
Indra.
No. Therefore, but still she was more than any of chaste ladies. Why? Draupadi has five husbands, but still he is known as a unmarried girl, Kanya. So sacred. So why? Because they used to think that Krishna is my beloved by heart and soul. Though they are married to anyone, no harm. So gopis are most just among also these, most superior than these five what I told. And all others, having the mood that he is my husband in this body of what? Earth, air, water, fire, and all this. So much stool and urine and so many bad things in this body, thinking them too. Pati means who sets from any suffering, sorrows, death and everything. And he supports with prem, knowledge and all these things. He is actually pati. Or pati's husband cannot save us from death, suffering, sorrows. Or husband cannot save us from being old. If hairs are going white, they will not. Something coming on oldness. So actually, our beloved and husband and everything is Krishna. Those who are like this, whether they are married to anyone, X, Y, Z, no harm. But if they have no at all any connection with him, or connection even, but thinking that Krishna is my beloved Krishna. So those ladies in Vrindavan, girls of Vrindavan, gopis, still married by the trick of Yogamaya, I told to yesterday. By trick. Gopis are none different from Krishna and Srimati Radhika. Srimati Radhika is Rajni Shakti, Swarup Shakti of Krishna. Like sun and its heat, water and its liquidness, they cannot be separated. And all the gopis are Kaya Dyu, manifestation of Srimati Radhika there. who are taking easily part in rush and serving Krishna. Though they are outwardly married to, have given marriage to anyone go, but that marriage is false, only to create some mood that we are wife of another go. But loving Krishna, they have no connection with their husband, nothing. So the marriage is not done, and they are thinking that we are the wife of this go. They are called Parakiya. Parakiya means married to others, but having so much affection and love to Krishna. Whether they are married to anyone, only being girl, unmarried, or married, all are Parakiya. And they are so much superior than any of chaste ladies. Because we see that Uddhava, no marriage at all, he was Balad Brahmachari, Narad Bal Brahmachari, Sukadeva Goswami Bal Brahmachari, he never used clothes even, so high class of devotees. But all they wanted to take the thick dust of gopi. Why? If they are not so sacred. Asamaho charnarendu saham syam brindavane kimap gul malatau sadhina jasdus tajana svajana arya pathancha hitva veje mukunda padaven sutibhi mribhikya bande nanda braja istrina पार द्रेणुम अभिक्नस जासं हरत कथा गोति पुनाति भुवनस्य उद्धव वेंट टू वृंदावन एंड ही रियलाइज्ड द ग्लोरीज ऑफ गोपी एट फर्स्ट ही यूज्ड टू नो दैट आई एम सुपीरियर देन एनी डिवोटी बट व्हेन ही केम ही रियलाइज्ड दिस दैट क्रिस्ट हैज सेंट मी टू learn something in this school of Prem school of Gopi, devotional school of Gopi. But I am thinking that I am not even qualified to take admission in this school. Oh, so high class of a standard. Why Krishna sent me to? I am not qualified to even give my name in that school. So very far away. I am only glorifying them by taking the feet dust of gopis, because they have given everything to serve Krishna. They have given shame, they have given fame, the service of their husband. They have forgotten their own body and taking milk and everything, decorating that and that, left all these things. Uddhava is saying, I cannot give. As Gopi has given us. So, I am not qualified to go in their school, then how I will have a chance to get the fit dust of Gopi? So he becomes hopeless, hopeless wife. He is telling that I am doing pranam to the direction where gopis are there. I am not qualified even to touch the lotus feet dust of gopis. Even one dust. There are lakhs and lakhs gopis. So the even cannot countenance, and he cannot reach to all those. How he can pray all the dust of all the gopis' feet? He became hopeless. Then he thought that I should take only one dust of any of the gopis.
Dust particle.
Dust particle from any of one dust only. Krishna says that Uddhava, if you like, you can select of what one gopi, which one you want to take one dust. Then what he will, to whom he will select? Srimati Radhika. So he wants one dust of lakhs and lakh particles of lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. One particle he wants. He thinks that even I am not qualified to do this. So I am praying from the direction, in the direction which that lotus dust is there. If I can pray one dust, thus I will be full. I will be what?
Successful in my life.
Mara jivan dhanya uthega, sarthak ho jayega. My life will be successful. If I am praying from far away, even if anyone goes to Vrindavan, Bhandirvan, Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Giriraj, Govardhan, Bansi Bhat, Seva Kunj of Vrindavan, Nandagaon, Kadambate, you all remember Kadambate, you remember Kadambate in Nandagaon, and Uddhav Kyari, where Gopi was feeling so much separation, all their senseless there. And Uddhav went there and realized there the glory of all the Gopis. Then he studying this, all this. My life has been successful. Coming in the school of Gopis, though I was not admitted, only air come from that school and that So this is called Unnata Ujjvala Ras. This, if the cells, if nerve cells, Brahma and Shankar cells, sometimes Shankar wanted this and make a shape of gopi, but he was caught in the midway and he was given so much like this. And his cheeks were and he began to cry, Yog Maya Jog. I will never come in Vrindavan and I will never dare like so to take part in Rasasthali or to see. So this is called Unnata Ujjwal. Unnat means highest. Unnata Ujjwal, more shining than sun. Charming Krishna with heart. The affection of Srimati Radhika is the highest mood of this Unnata Ujjwal Rasa. In Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, by this slok of Uttam Uttama Bhakti Anya Vilasitam Sunyam Jnana Karma Jnana Pritam Anukulena Krishna Anusilanam Bhakti Uttama. In this slok, Bhakti Uttama denotes that highest affection of gopis, that is Parakiya Bhava Unnata Ujjvala Rasa. Krishna has come in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to taste this topest mood of gopis. No? He cannot distribute this thing because it is the wealth of only Srimati Radhika. Even Lalita Vishakha had not these moods. Madan, the highest topic of Unnata Ujjvala Rasa. But some inferior, that is called Mohan,
are more than they have. In this, gopis become so much object that seeing Uddhav, they are thinking that a bee is there and he is like a dut of Krishna. Sometimes angry, sometimes favorable, sometimes in others, having so many modes, they are talking with that bee. Perhaps Krishna has come in the shape of bee to test all these things. And gopis are telling, oh, you are madman, you are impure, go out of from here, don't try to touch my feet, I'm so pure, go from here. How, in what shape you have come? To make us angry, more angry? You are so foolish that you cannot think how to come to pacify the anger of gopis? You don't know? And Uddhav, oh, really this? I don't know anything. Uddhav is hearing all this and very far away. And realizing what is Unnata Ujjvalaras here, for he could not be a spark, a sprinkle of all this. He returned to Mathura. He cannot be any entity of Vrindavan. Not even cows, calves or anything. Cows loves Krishna more better than Uddhav. And Krishna has to come like their sons and calves like friends. Krishna strokes. Coughs like friends. And like doing like this. Sometimes massaging the legs of cough. Getting very soft and sweet grasses in their mouth. My friend, take it. Uddhav cannot realize this. He is saying that how coughs are loving Krishna, but he cannot love like this. That is why he was not qualified to be in the Vrindavan, and at last he has to return in. Kitna badiya, kitna minute. So this, you can think, what is, can you waste? Waste means? Can you imagine something? That what is Unnata Ujjvalaras? Especially the mood of Srimati Radhika is Unnata Ujjvalaras. So Krishna was so much worried to test all these things. If anyone has no such love and affection, he cannot realize Krishna is how sweet, how beautiful, how singing beautifully on thee. And he cannot love like gopis. Never, never. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give some sparkle to sprinkle. Some very little particles to jivas. They cannot be yet tolerate Unnata Ujjvala Rasa. They cannot tolerate. They have no capacity to have. They have no qualification to have such a high class of affection in them. Malini Srimati Radhika and his coadjutor, they can realize this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come to give this thing, Unnata Ujjvala Rasa. This. What? Unnata Ujjvala Rasang Swabhakti Sriyam. Some more emphasis on this last word. Swabhakti Sriyam. Swabhakti means? Swa means? Own bhakti. What own? Who is own? Srimati Radhika is own. Krishna. His bhakti. Not his bhakti, but his bhakti sriyam.
from in Radhika. Bhakti means Radhika's bhakti. And this the three means Shobha,
beauty
of Srimati Radhika's Unnat Ujjvala Rasa. If you think there is a kripa,
what
is that? But if there is kripa, no, if there is kripa, there is no leaf, no fruit, no flower, there is no beauty of that kripa. When there are so many leaves, very, very green, very green, so many flowers here, there, in each branches, some fruits very reddish or golden, like what? Grapes.